Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Once again, thank you.
Woo! Thank you, thank you.
For loving us.
Yes, Lord.
We wouldn't make it.
This is
never
a gospel song.
Never would have made it.
Yes, Marvin Sapp never would have made it without y'all.
Without you listening to Reasonably Shady.
That's not how it goes, but okay. It's never would have made it. Yeah, that's... You know, I know my gospel now.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, yes, thank you. Thank you. A couple of announcements. First and foremost, Black Effect Festival has been postponed.
Yes.
Till next year, about April-ish.
April, yeah. Like,
we have a date, I think.
Is it April 23rd? I believe. Or April something-ish.
It's April something-ish. We will keep you posted.
Exactly.
So we just want to let you know that. And while you're out, you know, looking for Giselle and Robin, we will be at BravoCon. Okay, so BravoCon is in New York in October. October, I think, 17th, 18th, around that date.
Something like that.
It's a weekend. So if you, you know, love us, want to see us, want to touch and feel some other Bravo lebs, some housewives, some anything, we will be.
Girl, you're going to have these people in New York on a Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, Lord.
BravoCon is like the, I don't know, is it the 14th, 15th, 16th?
Yes-ish? Yes.
Yeah, just Google BravoCon. Yeah,
Google BravoCon. Obviously, Giselle and Robin will be there, and we'll be selling some Reasonably Shady merch. We're just going to be getting our Reasonably Shady on.
Yes.
Yes.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting.
And I feel like around that time, there might be another show that we love, like back on air, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I forgot all about that. There might be a show that might be premiering that we might have something to do with.
It might be on.
Yes, it might be on. So
yeah,
all of that is super duper good stuff. Okay, so clearly we need to talk about our Reasonably Shady moment of the week. You have one?
Oh, crap.
Okay, so I do have one. Okay, because and this is probably a repeat of something that I've said before, but I'm just sick of it.
Okay.
Okay. So y'all know I got three girls. I got two that get their hair braided. That'd be them twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand the braidology situation. like,
what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, why does it take so damn long? Okay, so the twins.
Okay.
Had somebody, while I was away, you know, I was traveling this summer. While I was away, I had somebody come to the house to braid their hair. It took total, mm-hmm. both of them,
mm-hmm.
10 hours.
Cool. So 5 and 5?
5, 5.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably, that's like the norm.
Okay.
You get these knotless box braid nonsense. I don't know. It's a million braids. Okay. So just recently, and mind you, I decided I want no parts of this braiding situation anymore.
Right.
So I had Grace take them. I had Grace be in charge of getting them home.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, because I just can't do it anymore.
Right.
Just tell me what the final bill is and I'll pay the lady.
Okay.
Okay. So Adores took 8 hours. Angels took 10 hours
what?
On their own.
So wait, did they get something different than what they got before?
No, but it was different people.
It was different people.
It was different people.
Okay.
And I said, so Angel, it took 10 hours. Did the lady go like grab a sandwich? Did she go to Chick-fil-A? Did she, you know, go to take a couple bathroom breaks?
Right.
She said, nope, she didn't move. She stayed there and braided Angel's hair for 10 hours.
Oh,
no food,
God.
No bathroom break, just straight braiding. What took so freaking long?
But how, I think the real question is, how do they do that? Like, first of all, how are...
So we feeling sorry for the braiders? Really?
Yes.
I'm not.
What?
Okay, first of all, they get paid well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah, I heard that there's like a premium on braids these days.
I don't know what the premium is, but they get paid. It cost me, and it's two of them, so they got paid well.
Woo.
Number one. Number two, Adore fell asleep in her chair. Guess what?
What?
The lady like...
Just kept going.
No, the lady like pulled her head. Like kind of like, wake up, bitch. Like what?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so were they like smaller than the braids they got before?
They were a little smaller, but not to the point that it's going to create 2, 3, 4 extra hours.
Right. But it depends on how long, how small the braids are, how long they are.
Ciao.
All of that. I mean, I'm just impressed that people have the stamina to sit there for it, to do it. Like, and then you have to wonder about their hands. Do they have to do they get carpal tunnel at some point? You know,
I don't know.
Because did you know that so where I get my nails, one of the ladies there recently had carpal tunnel surgery.
No way.
Yeah. And they said it's a common thing in their industry. Like their hands get really, you know, I mean, like clearly they're using their hands. They're like folding them up and stuff.
Yeah.
And so their hands are painful after a certain point. And
I can
they
imagine.
Have to get surgery.
I can imagine.
So I can imagine a braider almost kind of needing the same type of surgery.
Listen.
I'm just impressed. I mean.
I'm not impressed.
But okay, look on the flip side.
Mm.
Your girls don't have to worry about their hair.
No, they don't. Not for a while.
For a long time.
Yes,
so you
got
to look at that.
Okay.
Right? You go through all that for the result.
Yeah.
Which means they are worry-free for the next...
couple weeks. But they are very excited. They look super cute. They love when they have their braids.
Exactly.
Yeah. Braiders do better.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say
do
about
better.
That.
Just be do faster. Better. You want
be
them to
faster.
Be faster?
Yes.
Really move quicker?
Yes. Braiders move quicker.
Meanwhile, their hands are going like a mile a second.
Braiders do, the whole braiding industry needs to do better.
You know what? The whole braiding industry needs to flood Giselle's Instagram
please
box.
Please don't.
With
no, because I pay very well now. Like, I can give y'all tips.
They need to be like, bitch, you try braiding like I do.
That is not my my calling. That's not my calling.
Yes, yes.
That's
and they say, stay in your lane,
basically.
Bitch.
Anyway, what is your reasonably shady moment?
Okay, so
I got called bitch 3 times. We just started
two.
The podcast.
Just two. Okay, so I remember I have one. So I had a girls trip planned to Cabo.
Oh, yes.
And was like looking forward to it.
Okay, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
This was a girls trip. Giselle was not invited. Robin had to Cabo.
Yeah.
Giselle wasn't invited. Just FYI.
Was I in France with you?
Okay. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Go ahead with your story.
Or Thailand.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead with your story.
Okay.
All right. So
Robin is feisty. Has she eaten? Has she eaten yet? She's hungry. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Robin.
Okay. So I had a girls trip planned. My girlfriends, like from childhood, growing up and everything. So on the flight, my flight was supposed to be Thursday morning at 5:50 a.m.
Okay.
Wednesday night at 10 p.m., I get a text from the airline. Your flight has been canceled.
No.
We have rescheduled it to Friday at 5:50 a.m. And I'm
That's a whole nother day.
A whole day. Yes.
They couldn't find you nothing else on Thursday?
Nothing else.
Oh, that's crazy.
So I'm calling, you know, I'm on hold. I'm like, that's not cool. That's not going to work, you right. know? Like, what can I do? Is there another flight? Blah, 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 blah. So, like, in the midst of me being on the phone, like trying to reschedule, I just like gave up. And I wrapped my head around the fact that I wasn't going to leave until the next day.
Okay.
Because of course I had not packed. Right. So like my flight was at like 5:50 a.m. and it was 10 p.m. at night and I still had not packed.
So who's shady, the airline or you?
Both. Because so the shady part is yes, the airline canceled my flight, but then I get shady.
Uh-huh.
Because my friends, when I tell them what's going down, they get into like super stealth mode and they're like searching for tickets on other airlines.
Okay.
And they're sending me stuff. They're like, oh, there's a flight on American. This is only going to cost you $173.
Okay, boom.
And you'll get here and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, nah, it's all good. I'll just come on Friday.
Robin is the worst, y'all. Let me tell you something. Robin leaving his house is the worst. Yes.
And they were like, are you serious? Like, are you for real? Like, you're really, like, girl, they're like, Robin, go upstairs and pack. Like, at this point, yes. Now I'm the shady one because they're like, you really.
So what did you end up doing?
I just left on my flight on Friday at 5:51. And I spent all day on Thursday packing.
Really? Did you?
Yes. Because, like, I'm so bad. When I go on a trip, like, I have to do all my laundry. I have to, like, you know, like, I have to, like, straighten up and get organized before I pack
for the people that are going to be here when you're gone.
It's just like
the imaginary people.
Yeah. It's just like a weird thing. Like, okay. I just need to be like, it just packing turns into an ordeal.
It does.
You know?
Yes.
So I couldn't just like wash the stuff that I needed, or like, I probably didn't even need anything, but I needed to literally like wash it, fold it, put it away, like get all organized, pack.
Okay.
So yeah. So we're both shady. I've literally canceled. I think it was I gotta ask Joy. I don't know if it was her birthday or New Year's Eve. It might have been New Year's Eve, like a New Year's trip to Vegas.
Yes. Oh, I remember.
Oh, I told you this.
Yes,
because I didn't want to pack.
Right, because you didn't want to, which is insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like who does that?
Who now? Okay. I hear that you have an announcement. You told me when I sat down, you have an announcement.
I have an announcement.
I'm nervous.
I'm pregnant.
What?
With Nick Cannon's 11th baby.
Oh. Robin, you are stupid. You are stupid. Okay.
I am expecting our little bundle of joy.
Okay. 2 months after the baby number 10 gets here?
Yes.
Okay. Because every 2 months we get another baby.
Yes. Number 11 is on the way.
Okay. First of all, I'm sick of Nick Cannon. Okay. I'm sick of him.
He has a sickness.
Yes. What is it called?
This is very weird. We need a definite, like, there needs to be a new dictionary word for a man that is like, hell bent on populating the earth. I don't know. Like,
is that what it is, or is it hell bent on you don't want to put on a condom? Well, you don't want to practice birth control.
Didn't he say somewhere though that like he has lupus and he wants to have as many babies as possible? Like something like just which doesn't make sense to me. But maybe he like loves kids and he just wants to like I don't know.
Spend a little bit of time with them because he has so many.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't. I don't understand the rationale behind.
This is what I'm sick of. I'm sick of all of these pregnancy announcement photo shoots.
Yes, and then that's weird too.
If I see another one of these stupid ass photo shoots with him holding the belly of the random girl, because they're
looks
all random,
just like the other one.
Yes,
they all look alike.
They're all randos at this point.
They're all randos, but they all look the same, like the same person. And it's this is his thing. Clearly, this has to be his thing.
But why would you want this to be your thing?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. So I think it's weird. I want, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I want The Shade Room, the Jasmine Brand, and all these blog sites.
Yes.
Stop reporting it.
Right. Then maybe he'll stop.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And he's getting maybe up there with like Kanye. You know how we don't talk about Kanye?
Yes.
We're not talking about Nick no more. That's okay. It.
Well, once my baby comes, what? Are you going to give me a... Okay, wait. Can they stop reporting after...
Baby
after
11?
We do our baby photo shoot? Like, I would love for everybody to see that.
Is he going to be holding your stomach just like he holds?
We're
going to
be laid up in a milk bath together.
I think he's done that already. That was baby number 4.
Was it?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, this we're going to fill it with different flowers. I don't know. I mean, geraniums.
Like geraniums. Yes. Okay, there we go.
Yes, that's how it's going to be different.
Okay.
So, and then we'll do a gender reveal, of course.
Yes.
Yes. We'll have like a an airplane.
What is Juan saying about all of this? Because I'm sure Juan might have a little bit of a problem. Okay, just a tad.
I mean, he might be happy because then I can collect child support from
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Okay, but it's being split 11 ways.
But he's really rich.
But okay.
He's like really rich.
Is he really rich?
Yeah.
Like what's like really rich?
I don't know. He's like, I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever it is, whatever he's giving all of these babies a month. And then what do you do? Is there a number per baby?
The later the baby is. So like number 11 is going to get $11 million a year.
Okay, we're moving on. I can't do this anymore.
So like 10, no, baby 10 gets 10 million a year. Baby 9 gets 9.
Because
it's like anyone that's crazy to have a baby with Nick Cannon at this point, like they deserve a lot of money. So okay. I'm getting $11 million from Nick Cannon for his 11th child.
I'm going to be baby number 12. Okay? So I can get my 12 million.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I have a little bit of a beef with Robin.
Oh, shit. What'd I do?
A little beef. And this is, we're circling back.
Okay.
And we're really circling back hard because this is Virgo season. Okay.
Oh.
By the way, this is Virgo season. Virgo, stand up. Boing, 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 boing. That wasn't good. Boing, boing.
Boing, boing. Are you on a pogo stick? She's on a pogo stick.
Okay,
y'all.
Anyway, y'all, it's Virgo season. Boing. Listen, boing. So y'all know how we Virgos do.
Yes,
we act real crazy.
If the world revolves around you, we know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it also revolves around Beyonce. Okay.
Oh, you like the album.
Well, Robin, you. So I had such low expectations for this album.
Oh, so because it's like really good to you.
Okay because you said it sucked monkey balls. Which was so mean.
I know that was.
Do you want to take it back?
So I want to revise.
Okay, thank you.
I think this is like that. This is how it goes with like music, right? With new music, especially when it's different, like something that you're, you know, weren't expecting. I realize. I think I said this. Did I say this the last time? Like, you have to listen to each song individually, right?
Okay.
And really take in each song individually without playing the whole album, like, back to back to back.
Okay.
Because the second half of the album sucks like monkey balls. Okay.
Okay, so the reason why we're discussing this, Beehive, is because I totally disagree, Robin Dixon.
I get the feeling.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm actually feeling like you're just hating on Virgos. Not just Beyonce, Virgos.
Oh, you're taking it personal.
Yes. Cozy is like one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
Like, it's so, all of the beats and the rhythm and the vibe of it is so like.
Makes you move.
It makes you, it's amazing.
Okay.
It is amazing. So I did a ghetto photo shoot in my house.
Uh-huh.
And when I say ghetto, it was just me and Cal and Carly. Not Carly. Carly wasn't there. My glam team.
Uh-huh.
And Cal brought all these clothes and he was like, put them on, and we took some pictures.
What?
Okay, so that's...
Okay, yeah.
AKA, it was a ghetto photo
ghetto
shoot.
Ghetto photo shoot.
Okay. But it was amazing because we listened to Beyonce the
Beyonce
entire time.
Okay.
Yes!
So
I was doing my Beyonce. I was twerking.
I was dropping it.
I was picking it back up.
It's perfect for that.
Okay.
It's perfect for like chilling in the pool.
Yes.
It's perfect for cooking. Right? When I'm in the kitchen cooking.
I'm moving on.
Yep.
I can't.
Yep. Perfect for that. Even when I like take my walk, my little daily walk.
Yes.
You know, it's like that. But when I get to the second half of the album, it's like skip. Especially that Plastic on the Sofa one. I cannot take that song.
I can't. I don't know what that.
It's like Dangerously in Love. I hated that song. Okay. Let me stop.
Okay. So Beyonce fans, Beehive, all of y'all. I loved it. When we talked about this before, I hadn't listened to it yet.
Yeah.
So this is the reason why we're talking about it now, because I have listened.
Okay.
And I love.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, there's songs that I like, you know, more than one. I would say I like five songs.
Okay. I like the whole thing.
The whole thing?
I like the whole thing.
Do you like Plastic on the Sofa?
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Because you skipped
We're moving on. Okay. So we have something serious to discuss, because this has kind of like bothered me a little bit.
Okay.
Not bothered me, but I put myself in it.
Mm.
Kind of. Little bit. All right. So there's been a lot going on with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And so there have been like a lot of hate towards Garcelle's son.
Right.
And because of people that love other castmates like Kyle and Dorit and what's the other one?
Erica, Diana.
All of them.
Yeah.
They've come after Garcelle's son.
Right.
And even to the point of making reference to they were going to put a knee on his neck and they couldn't wait to like see him die or something crazy.
Right.
They start talking about the fact that he was on drugs, doing drugs. I don't even know what the boy was.
Right,
doing
the
drugs.
Older. They're talking about. So they were directing their messages to one of her teenage sons, who's 14, going to ninth grade.
Right.
And they were talking about her. I guess her older son may have had a history of drug abuse or something. So they like, you know, were throwing that in his face.
So all of that, which no,
it's horrible,
horrible. No child should ever have to go through that. And you know, as a mother, I can really sympathize with Garcelle for having to deal with this. Anyway, long story short. So like Robin and I have been victim to this kind of hate.
Yes.
Like, kill yourself.
Yes.
Jump off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get hit by a bus. You ain't shit.
Hope you die in a burning house.
Die in a burning house. You're ugly.
Yep.
Your teeth stink. Like, everything.
Yeah.
Anything you can think of negative has been written to me and Robin.
Right.
And I disregard social media because I think social media is stupid, and so do you. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like maybe we should have spoken up. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we should have said, bravo, this is what's happening to us. Because Bravo has put out a statement.
Right.
And I appreciate Bravo's statement. But I feel like, well, goddamn, like, this has been happening to me and you for years.
Right.
Had we, and we ignore it.
Yeah.
But had we said something, maybe this would not be happening to Garcelle's son. Does that make sense?
It does. But I also think people look at it differently because it's like, if it's directed towards us, although it's not right, it's like we kind of
signed up for
it. We unknowingly signed up for this.
Right.
Right. We're right. Like, you know, and if I'm upsetting you or if you don't like me, fine. You can, you know, talk all the shit in the world to me, but leave my kids out of it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So it's like they're bringing in people who have nothing to do with the situation, who, you know, I'll be honest, my kids hate filming. You know what I mean? They don't even like, you know, having to go to school and people know who they are. You know, they just want to live a regular kid life.
Right.
You know, but instead, you know, they have a million eyeballs on them because their mom is on a TV show.
Right.
So I would imagine that Garcelle's kids are probably the same way. They're probably like, okay, my mom's just on this show. Like, I don't really have anything to do with it. I'm here just, you know, because my mom said I got to show up, but I don't want to show up. And so, yeah, it's really unfair and nasty and disgusting to direct any type of hateful messages, harassment towards a kid that has nothing to do with anything that his mother is saying or doing.
Right. I thought about us, and I'm going to read like,
before you continue. But in a way it's like, I feel like people know, like, that's where our, that's how you're going to hit us.
Right.
Right. So you can, you know, harass me all you want. I'll ignore it. I'm not going to address you. I'm not going to reply. I'm not going to care. But you talk to my kids.
Yes.
And
problem.
It's on and popping. So yeah. I think they know, like, okay, well, we can't
true.
Hurt her, meaning Garcelle. But if we get to her kids,
it's going
to
hurt
then
her.
We know where it's going to hurt.
Very true. Very true.
And then it's ridiculous. It's like, I mean, I've been watching Beverly Hills. I don't know what has happened to
warrant
that type of, I mean, communication.
Nonsense.
That's so weird. Like,
well, I do think, and you know, we're gonna touch on this briefly because we've been victim to this. I do feel like there might be someone on the cast that puts things out to a group of social media people, like the bots,
right,
to make this kind of thing
happen.
Yeah,
we definitely have bots coming at us.
Yes, so I feel like somebody created this.
But why?
Why it's though?
So, you know, and that's the part on these shows that like baffles me. Everybody, not everybody, a lot of people get on these shows and they have to be right.
Uh-huh.
They have to win the battle. They have to win the argument. They want the fans to be on their side, and they almost want to victimize themselves.
Yes.
And, you know, and be strategic and manipulative instead of just ride the wave. You know what I'm saying?
Get on the horse and just trottle.
Yeah. If you said it, you said it. If you did it, you did it. You know, just ride the wave because it goes up and down. Like when you watch these seasons, you'll see, okay, well, one day Robin is in the hot seat.
Yeah.
The next day, Giselle's in the hot seat. The next day, it's Candace's turn. The next day, so, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it goes around, and so just ride the damn wave.
Ride the wave.
And, you know, realize like it comes with the territory. You don't have to, you know, weaponize social media to win.
You don't.
So I'm sorry.
I'm gonna read this and then we're gonna move on. So Bravo put out a statement, which, by the way, thank you, Bravo, because a lot of times Bravo just stay out of it. But Bravo said, "We are shocked and appalled at the social media comments directed at Garcelle's son. We urge our viewers and social followers alike to refrain from targeting our cast and their families with harmful rhetoric." So this is why when I read this, I was like, well, damn, maybe if we said something, we being me and you said something earlier, then maybe people would realize like this is not just Garcelle's son.
Right.
We all get it. It's horrible. It's wrong. And y'all need to stop.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do remember having a conversation with a Bravo executive because they got wind that I was getting, you know, nasty hate. And, you know, I was like, you know, I appreciate the conversation, but it wasn't like escalated to anything. Like they didn't do anything about it. But I think that needs to be a constant reminder. I don't think it should just be this one time. I think Bravo should somehow, we have to figure out a way to stop making social media like a storyline in our show. It's almost like social media is the eighth housewife or the, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a cast member.
Right.
We got to figure out how to take it out off the table, out of the equation. That is one of the reasons why my kids are not on social media.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm not criticizing anyone who allows their teenagers or young kids on social media.
Right.
But I don't want my kids to be no way reachable to that degree where someone can just say whatever to my children.
Whatever.
Because they are like my pride and joy. They are precious. I want to keep them as not innocent as possible, but you know, like keep them away from that mess.
You want to protect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. My kids don't have social media either. And they're getting older and they're not even asking me about it.
Right. Mine don't ask either. They don't care.
Yeah.
And I was recently out with my son and we just had like a basketball workout. And one of the kids was like, hey, what's your Instagram? And Corey's like, yeah, I'm not on Instagram. Like, yeah. And he had no problem with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, here's my phone number.
Yeah. Like, I think it's kind of like a cool thing now.
Right.
I feel like it's cool.
I mean, so the question is like, I really don't think my kids will want, you know what? My son Carter, he kind of wanted to be on Instagram more so because it seemed like a communication tool between him and his peers.
Okay.
Like that's how they communicate. They don't communicate by like texting each other. They communicate on Instagram.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's not happening.
No, that's not happening. And his friends can text him.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know. I don't know at what age they'll get on it, but stuff like this, it definitely makes you be like, yeah, no.
Right. We do want to circle back for another update.
Okay.
And that's that Andrew Tate character.
No.
Who you didn't know anything about.
No.
So I brought him up last week or maybe the week before. You didn't know anything about him, but now he's all over the place, right?
Well, right. And I see now he's been banned from like everything.
That was quick, fast, and in a hurry. So yeah. Facebook banned him, Twitter and Instagram. They all banned him from everything that he says.
Right.
Because he is saying so if you don't know who he is, because he got banned so fast, he was saying extremely misogynistic things.
Right.
You know, basically just have sex with women and keep it moving.
Right.
Like just, and he was getting a huge following from it.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that these social media outlets have banned him. Andrew Tate, goodbye. So now guess what he did?
Now he's talking about I'm starting a foundation.
Right.
Right.
To help women females.
In violence.
Men violence against females.
Well, yes. And men's mental health.
And men's mental health. Right. But you know why he's doing the men who violate women, right? Because they were saying that he allegedly was a sex trafficker.
Oh my gosh.
So listen, Andrew Tate, be gone.
Yeah, be gone. Honestly, I feel like I think I said this the last time. I didn't know anything about him, but I think whatever he was doing, saying was for attention.
Of course.
Like he wanted to become viral to the point of like it's almost like Trump, like, you know, it's like just say the craziest off the wall stuff to get attention and, you know, try to build some sort of crazy following. And I think that's what he was doing. So thank God he's been banned, you know, hopefully, you know,
right.
You did ask Corey if he knew.
Yes.
If he knew who he was. And Corey said he knew who he was, but he didn't like follow his stuff.
So. Right. Corey was like, I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's talking about. Corey, you know. Last thing about kids and mom protecting their kids and their husbands, Vanessa Bryant. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You know what she said? You're not going to fuck with my family.
Right.
Did I say Yeah. I'm sorry, Taylor. Maybe we could take that out. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to fool with my family.
No. I felt so happy for her.
Okay, we got to set it up. So
yes.
Vanessa Bryant was suing the...
like LA County...
Police department.
Fire department.
Yeah.
Like the first responders, whatever. I don't know. Whoever falls under
for
that.
For the helicopter crash that Kobe and her daughter...
Gianna
was in.
Uh-huh.
Because they put out pictures.
Well, they took pictures.
They took pictures, which they're supposed to.
Yeah.
But they put them out
publicly.
But
those people aren't supposed... Supposedly... So the ones that took the pictures are not the ones that are supposed to take the pictures.
Oh, really?
Right.
Why?
Like the ones... They're not like the crime scene investigators.
Oh, okay.
They were like the EMS.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like the fire department, the police department, whatever.
Okay.
They're not the ones that have to take the pictures. It's the crash site investigators that take the pictures.
Gotcha.
So apparently it was like EMS guys that took pictures and then were going, you know, they would go to a bar and show them pictures.
Insane.
From the crash site.
Like, right. Y'all are horrible people.
Right. Horrible. And she said she just dreaded the thought that these pictures are out there.
Yeah.
And one day she and her family, her girls, might come across those pictures.
Of course.
And I mean, I just, can you imagine? First of all, like, I feel like there has to be an oath that they take to maintain the privacy of the victims.
Right.
I've never, ever talk to like a police officer or EMS person and they're like, hey, you want to see some photos from a crash? You
know, but if it was Kobe, right, they would.
Right, right. But I just feel like that's just such a violation. Like,
it's disgusting.
Nobody should see my, like, can you just imagine how devastating this whole situation has been for her? And to hear that people are literally showing off
right.
your husband's body parts.
It's
they
disgusting.
Were, like, and to know how gruesome the crash site was, like, so they awarded her
$16 million.
$16 million.
Thank you.
Dollars.
She said,
awarded another one of the
15.
The victims $15 million.
Right.
Because that is, and I just thought, wow, that is like, she don't need it. I'm like, I bet you she's gonna turn around and donate that money.
Oh, I'm sure.
Somewhere.
I'm
you
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not about the money. It's about,
don't do it again.
This is a huge violation.
Right.
Of my family, of my mental health. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Well, this was it for me. When I saw walking in the courthouse with her, Monica and Sierra.
Right.
They was coming in a posse. When you bring your girls to court right. with you, and you know Monica, is she kind of street a little bit?
Yes.
She had on her glasses.
I got you.
She had her head cocked to the side.
Yeah.
They was all dressed in black. I said, oh, they coming.
Right.
I was like, yes. I kind of wanted to join the group, but they didn't ask me. But anyway, I was like, yes.
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 Yes, they had her back.
Yeah,
they had
I loved
her back.
It.
And she needed it. They said she broke down sobbing when the verdict was read.
Yeah, I'd be crying too.
Yeah.
Well, they had to do all the discovery and having to show in the beginning all those pictures, she was breaking down.
Well, they said she would leave.
Oh, she would leave.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She would leave.
She needed her girls.
Yeah. It's like when people were there like describing like what the site looked like.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Robin, if you have to go to court, I have your back. And we're gonna color coordinate too.
Yes.
And we're gonna walk in like Charlie Angel style, head cocked to the side. We're gonna full glam.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna be looking amazing.
Okay.
Hopefully this will never happen.
Exactly. You sound too excited. Okay.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So I want to follow up on my air conditioner situation.
Yes.
The loud air conditioner.
Okay.
Return.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm a really big idiot.
Why?
So somebody DM'd me and they were like, my husband, and I wish I knew your name. Thank you for DMing me. I did thank her. Uh-huh. So she DM'd me and was like, my husband works, you know, and he does HVAC stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have some suggestions for you. She's like, you know, the first one, maybe you need to change your filter.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, duh. Like, that was just like, duh. Really?
Okay, wait a minute. The filter is connected to the, because that was just your AC. So your AC, what was the AC sound?
So the AC sound was just like, you know, it was just okay. Like loud. Like when my AC would turn on, it's just like,
okay.
Like loud, right?
Okay.
And imagine that sound is because my filter is freaking
full right.
of dust, and the air cannot get through the damn filter.
Yes, okay.
So it's loud as shit.
All right.
So I changed my filter, and guess what?
It's quiet.
I have peaceful nights now.
Like, no, but you also had the fan situation.
So then with the fan situation, uh-huh. Now I turn the fan on first, and okay. I turn it on level 4.
Okay.
Instead of level 6, and level 4 is much. It's still, you still get a nice air circulation. It cools you off, but it's not as loud.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. And Juan is okay.
He's good.
He hasn't said a word.
Like, this ain't loud enough. Let me turn it up. Like, he hasn't done that.
He hasn't said a word.
Yes.
But, okay, speaking of Juan, and I know we're digressing because I'm thinking basketball. There's this, okay, you had two things to say, and then I'll come back to the basketball. Go ahead.
Okay, don't forget.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so secondly, I talked about like the photos on my picture, on my phone, and how I have to go through all these photos. People have given me suggestions. There's apps that help you like clean out your phone. It'll like eliminate duplicates, and you know, it's
no
like,
way.
Yeah, they said it's like a Tinder. You can swipe right, swipe left, you know.
There's an app for that?
There's an app for that. So let me tell you the name of the app. Okay, it's two of them that I've gotten suggestions for, and thank you to people who send me. This is why I love this podcast.
Yes, because people help us.
Yes, we talk about our
issues.
Our issues, and people are like, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, where the hell did it go? Okay, one of them is called Get Sorted.
Okay, so you download that app, and then it helps you. Okay.
And then it'll help you like clean out your photos and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is called Cleanup. Yep.
Okay,
so
I like
there
that.
Are apps. Somebody messaged me and said they had 35,000 pictures in their phone. How do you, like, what are you taking pictures of?
And listen, I was in the gym and the woman was in the mirror in the gym taking selfies. I was like, you got about 40,000.
Right.
You got about at least 40,000 because you're crazy.
Right.
Okay, so I was watching, there's a series on Netflix called Untold. It's mm-hmm. Untold Stories,
okay.
Right? And most of them are sports related.
Okay.
So it was the untold story of A1. I mean, not A1.
And one?
And one.
Okay.
See how much I'm into sports. It was Untold Story of Anne One, which I didn't know. Mm. Like, I didn't know how it started and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't know about the whole street ball. Mm-hmm. Like, how I know about street ball, but I didn't know how it started.
Right.
So it was like amazing.
Yeah.
Juan would love it.
Yeah. Okay.
So tell him to watch it. Your kids okay. would love it. So anybody who's like into basketball at all, watch Anne One and it's Untold. Part of the Untold series okay. on Netflix.
Okay. All right. Truly yeah, that'll be fun because I remember being, you know, younger and that was like Anne One was like it was a big deal.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's awesome. Okay.
And those boys didn't get no money, but that's a whole nother
right.
story. Yes.
I know.
And then if you're gonna watch that, you might as well watch the thing about Manti Te'o. He's a football player. He played okay. for Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
He's from Hawaii, and then he went on to play for the Chargers.
Okay.
But he was like one of the first people that were catfished. He was catfished.
Oh.
So that whole story and how that broke down was beyond insane.
Okay.
I want you to watch it, and then we're going to talk about it next time. It's okay. very compelling. So watch
so
that.
So what
that's,
is that on?
That's Untold.
Oh, that's Untold too. Okay.
Yeah, that's Untold too. So okay. those are the two that you
got
to watch.
All right, got it.
Okay, so okay. somebody sent us, before we get into what we're about to get into, somebody sent us a note saying, "Hey, Robin and Giselle, I love the Green Eyed Bandits.
Thank you.
I have a question of a possible show idea, mm-hmm. okay? Would you ever do a wife/parent swap? So this is really parent swap.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
So Juan has to leave the house.
Okay.
Okay. I think it'd be entertaining to see Giselle as a boy mom.
Oh my gosh.
And Robin as a girl mom. Pitch it to Andy Cohen and see what he says.
That's okay. cute.
So it oh is super gosh. Cute, but could you, okay, for I think you would have an easier time being a girl mom than me being a boy mom.
I believe that too. Because, yeah. Well, especially, I mean, your girls are pretty much self-sufficient.
Yes.
Like, so they don't even need me at this point. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, but they would, because they're going to ask you questions about boys and,
okay.
you know, they want to go get their nails done and, you right. know, shopping and all that stuff.
Right. But now, like, they're driving, you yes. know, well, Grace is driving and they have Uber and they have, you know, they yes. can do all that themselves.
But you're dealing yeah. with the emotions
yeah.
of girls.
Okay. Okay. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. And you're not really an emotional person.
I'm not. So I'll just be like, suck it up.
And that's what right. That's what I do. Yeah, it's okay. a problem. It's problematic in
oh,
my house because they're like, "Mom, you don't care about anything."
Oh God!
And I'm like, "Suck it up, buttercups."
Oh, okay. Well, it won't be any different.
I know that's probably a problem. Okay. However, me getting over here to these boys,
oh, God.
That would be a problem.
Yes. They wrestle me and
what?
You know, yes. Oh yeah, I'm like their buddy. Like. I am like one of the guys.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah. I can't wrestle with them.
Yeah.
Or I would not wrestle with them. I don't want yeah. to wrestle with anyone.
Yeah. We're getting down and dirty and we're getting.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Oh, that would totally not work for
that
me.
That wouldn't work.
Carter and Corey would be calling you every 5 minutes. Like, Ma, come get us. Because Giselle's horrible.
Right.
I'd be trying to put them to bed. They couldn't be able to play
that.
Oh,
no.
Their, oh, my God. They play their games. Oh, no. Their PlayStation games.
Oh, yeah, no.
They wouldn't be able to play that.
What? Oh, no. They would look at you like you're crazy. Like,
they would have to get up in the morning. And because I know like, they like to sleep.
They like to sleep.
Oh, no. They would get up. And we would have stuff we would do.
Right.
You know, me and the girls get up. We do a million things in these streets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they would be mad at me. Okay, so that would be kind of cute.
That would be funny.
Okay, so
that would be funny.
We'll run that past Andy Cohen.
Okay, okay.
We'll see what the Cohen says.
I feel like they should do that for like almost like every franchise.
Well, this would be a separate show.
No, I know.
Okay.
Right. So it would be a separate show.
Okay.
And they should like one episode would be Robin and Giselle switching, you know, houses. And another one would be, I don't know, Kenya and Candy switching.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Not terrible, but like Kenya doing the little baby, Blaze, Ace,
right.
and then,
right.
well, Riley's gone.
Right. But maybe Riley can come home for that.
Yes.
Or, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so they should, and then, you know, go to New Jersey and have, I don't know, who has Teresa and Jackie switch houses or
Jackie?
Or Jennifer, Aiden. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That would be cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay. You're welcome, Andy.
That's
we have come up
idea.
With more
can
shows
we,
for
can
you.
Can you tell her name?
Oh yes, this was Ashley Smith, and she is from she is Ash from Silver Spring.
Hey,
yes. So thank okay. you, Ash, and you won't be getting a cut.
Okay. we'll tell you when it airs.
Yes, maybe. Okay, all right. So this is what we love, which is somebody sent us in, and they need to know whether something is reasonable or shady.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna read it. I'm Daniel from St. Louis, and I'm a huge fan of the podcast and of RHOP. I always look forward to my Monday neighborhood walks, listening to Reasonably Shady. Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
Walking around the neighborhood, listening to us. I have a question on whether I was being reasonable or shady in this particular situation. Okay, here we go. I just moved to a new apartment a few weeks ago and absolutely love it.
Okay.
The problem is my upstairs neighbor is not too fond of the music I blast around my place. I totally understand being noisy late at night or early mornings, but I don't see an issue with playing loud music in the middle of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting ready for work at 1 p.m. and received an email later on from my leasing office that my neighbor had complained about my music being too loud, quote, during the day.
Okay.
I decided to leave this letter, and they attached the letter for us, so we're going to get to the letter in a minute, on my neighbor's door the following day. Was this reasonable, shady, or team too much? Okay. If you got to ask if it's team too much, you know it's team too much. Okay. All right. So this is the letter he left on the
neighbor upstairs.
Neighbor upstairs. Okay. Okay. Hello. The leasing office informed me of a noise complaint for my unit, quote, during the day yesterday. I was confused about why this was an issue, given that my lease states that the tenant should refrain from excessive noise from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. Attached is section 24 of my lease agreement for your convenience in case you need a refresher. And I'm also reminded the leasing office of this. I'm not sure if you work from home or are unemployed from home. But it's never
shady. Okay.
Right. But it's never my intention to be inconsiderate. But I'm also not going to be told what I can and cannot do where I pay the bills, especially when I'm not violating any lease provisions. I will continue to be mindful of the noise levels during late nights and early mornings, but it's pretty irrational to expect quietness in the middle of the afternoon. Hopefully, we all are on the same page going forward. So this subject should no longer warrant any more conversation. Have a blessed day. Not to have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. This conversation. He said this conversation is over.
Yes. And we... Okay.
He said, so exhibit A.
This is shady. Please grab it. For the record.
I think it's reasonable.
Why is that? Wait a minute. Okay. Which part is reasonable? Which part?
That he addressed. First of all, it's reasonable that he addressed it directly with that person.
Okay.
I think it's... Well, okay. Gosh.
I think it's still definitely reasonable, but I feel like it's shady that he basically said you are unemployed and a deadbeat.
Okay. So I think it's reasonable because he's like, we don't need to do this back and forth between the leasing office.
True.
Right?
True, true, true.
This is what my lease agreement says. I'm pretty sure this is what your agreement says.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Have at it.
If you work from home during the day, well, that's your problem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but a lot of people do.
Right. So, all right. So to involve the leasing office in something that honestly they can't do anything about is pointless. The only thing that person could have done is probably left him a note and say, hey, I know that, you know, quiet hours aren't until 10 p.m., but I do work from home. Do you mind just dropping your noise down a little bit?
Okay.
I think the person that emailed us would have been a little more receptive to that.
Yes.
Than the guy going to the leasing office.
True. Very true. Very true.
But.
Because you went to the principal's office.
Exactly.
Right.
When you could have just come to me and been like, hey, what's this? Blah, blah, blah. So I think it's reasonable that he was like, yeah, I heard you talking shit.
And I don't appreciate you talking shit behind my back.
Right. You could have just come to me.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know that I ain't break any rules.
Right.
So end of story.
And if you see section 8-24 of the leasing book, then you know I ain't break no rules,
right. Bitch. Right.
Have a blessed day.
I mean, I do love okay, he could have, the shady part was the unemployed. Whether you're employed at home or unemployed at home, you could have left that part out. I mean, now what if he's like, what if the person is like a, you know, if they work a night shift?
Yes. And they need to sleep during the day.
Right. So that's what I say. I feel like it's hard because you can't, what can you really do about that?
I don't know.
In the agreement, it's talking about, so the lease agreement pretty much says like, you can make excessive noise all day.
Right.
Until 10 p.m.
Until 10 p.m. they got turned off. I mean, I'm with that. But my thing is, like, these apartments need to be built with thicker walls. Okay. So we don't have these issues. Right. Okay.
Put a little more insulation in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're hearing a whole lot from your neighbor that you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
All kinds of noises.
Okay. So the person above them, do you think that they responded? Like, so if I'm the person above and I received that.
That letter.
And if I received that letter and say I worked the night shift. Okay. Now, let's say I worked the night shift. At a hospital.
Yeah.
And dealing I'm with COVID patients.
Yes. And I come home and I got this letter.
Yeah.
From the dude downstairs who's telling me have a blessed day.
Right.
And I'm trying to get some sleep before I go back to the hospital to deal with people who have COVID.
Right.
I'm mad.
I'm mad. So do you just send a letter back to him and say, at this point, I think you say, okay, I understand what's in the lease agreement.
Right.
But this is my situation.
Yes.
And it would be such a blessing.
Yes, since you want me to bless my right. day. Such a blessing.
Right, it would be such a blessing from you if you were a little, if you kept that in mind and just looked out for me.
Yeah. No, I can appreciate
that.
I just
wonder how loud is the music? Jeez. I mean.
I don't know.
At this point, they need to get noise-canceling headphones upstairs.
Well, you either need to do that or like move to a different place.
Right.
That's what you need to check when you move into these apartments.
Yeah.
How thick are the walls?
But I bet things changed with COVID with people working from home. Like that wasn't a concern
Everybody
before.
Works from home.
Right. But I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now it's a concern.
Oh yes. Because. Yeah.
Because now they're working from home when maybe before they weren't at home. So they didn't. This noise didn't bother them.
True.
And
true.
Then, I'm sorry, Mr. Letter Writer, why are you home during the day? Are you unemployed from home? Daniel.
Are you
employed or unemployed at home?
Let us know. Oh my gosh. Okay, that is our episode. Don't ever forget to live your life reasonable or shady.
Or both.
And have a blessed day.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.